Today on Voice for the Voiceless, we are going to talk about everyday people and the role they play in fighting human trafficking and how significant it is for everyday people to be involved. What is everyday people? So what am I talking about when I'm talking about everyday people? I'm talking about those out there who don't really consider themselves to be the professionals. All of us on the free team consider ourselves to be everyday people. We have different professions. We have different levels of education. The majority of us are moms, but we don't necessarily consider ourselves professionals. We are the everyday people, meaning we are not counselors. We are not law enforcement. We are not lawyers. We do not have master's degrees in social work. We are everyday people holding a piece of the puzzle in the battle against human trafficking. And we cannot dismiss the role everyday people play in this battle. I may have talked about this previously, but when I first started volunteering at Free, at that point I was a mom. I had two little ones at home. I was a single mom at that time. I was working full-time as a licensed massage therapist. So I was trying to get all of these massages and really raising my kids on my own. But I felt this call in my heart to human trafficking work. And I just thought, what could I do as a single mom with two little kids and working? What can I do to really try to end human trafficking on a local level? And what I realized over time is how critical it is for everyday people to be involved in our communities. At Free, we always say, and we will always continue to say, this is the work of everyone coming together, the work of our communities coming together to try to make a difference in this fight. If you're listening in today and wondering, what can I do? If you have this feeling in your heart, like, this is something I really want to do. I really want to help make a difference in human trafficking. If you're thinking to yourself, but what could I do? I cannot possibly do anything. There's no way I can make a dent in working to the end of human trafficking. You're the person we are speaking to today, and you are the one we want to let know you can make a difference. We want to encourage you. We want to tell you, you can be a part of the anti-trafficking movement in your community, in your county, whether it's Berks County or beyond. We need your voice. We need your gifts and we need your skills. So here's some examples. We recently had an event to raise money to open up a home in our county for trafficking survivors and victims. And after that event, it really solidified in my mind just how critical it is for people to come together and work to end trafficking. So first of all, you can report a tip to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. At the end of this podcast, the number is given. There's a text number that you can text. You can always report in a tip of something you're seeing, and you can always call in if you need help. You can also volunteer your time with a local organization. As the director of Freedom and Restoration for Everyone Enslaved, I can tell you we need volunteers. Most nonprofits are running on volunteers. I know we are at Free. We are a small group. We are all volunteers ourselves. So we really look for more and more volunteers to come on and help us. The first thing I will ask someone when they say they want to help is, what do they want to do? What do they believe their piece is in the puzzle? So get involved with your local organization. You can Google it. You can find it. Most counties have nonprofits doing anti-human trafficking work. You can volunteer at a local shelter for survivors. You can go in. I just had someone actually send me a message on Instagram after our event last week, and she said, I do handwork. She does embroidery and sewing and knitting, and she said, when you have a home, I would love to be able to come in and teach these ladies how to do handwork, how to create art and do beautiful work with their hands as a way to help them alleviate stress. It's therapeutic. And that's the piece that she's holding that she can provide. She's an everyday person doing extraordinary things. Because listen, human trafficking, it doesn't discriminate. Anyone can be trafficked. anybody can be exploited. And so we need the everyday people, because it's everyday people being hurt. It's everyday people in harm's way. And we need the everyday people to be able to sit with them across the table and just talk to them and hang out with them. I shared this story at our event recently. Our phone number at Free is registered at the Human Trafficking Hotline out of Polaris in Washington, D.C. So if someone calls and needs some type of resource and they're in my area, they will be given my number. And just recently I had a woman call and she told me she was a survivor. And I started to ask some questions and really ask her what she needed and what kind of help, what could I do for her? And she got quiet and she literally said, "Can we just talk?" So we just talked. And later she said, "Can I just text you sometimes?" And so every now and again, we just text. And that is what these women need. They need someone to just sit with them and talk to them. And what better people to do that but everyday people like yourself? Host a book study. We have a book study coming up actually in our county at the Why Missing Public Library starting in October. And we're going to start with a great book called Girls Like Us. And so we're going to go through a book study together and we're going to learn together what this looks like. Knowledge is power. Education is key. And many times we think we want to start all the way at the very top and we want to just immediately start working with the victims and the survivors, which is great. But we have to first start with educating ourselves. So host a book study. Gather women, gather friends, gather guys around the table. Pick a book and just start talking about it. You can visit our website at www.freefromht.org. We have a list of resources there with tons of great books. You can go to education events. Look up what's happening in your community or maybe the community next door, the county next door. There's always educational awareness events going on. Please visit one and learn the facts. Learn what it looks like. You don't know what's happening unless you know what to look for. Help raise money to donate to organizations and safe houses. We desperately need this, I can tell you, as the director of Free. After our event, I had a college student, another everyday person. She came up to me and said, "Hey, I go to this local university and I want to have an awareness event and I want to raise some money and I want to donate the money to your organization." She's a college student, but she can play a huge part in the fight against human trafficking by raising that money and donating it to us, her local organization, so we can continue to do the work that we do. You can pray. If you're a person of faith, gather a prayer group together and start praying. Start praying around your community. There's power in that. And that's absolutely something we think is fantastic at Free. Maybe where you live doesn't have a local agency or a home. Maybe you are the one to move that along. Maybe you are the one to start that organization. And if you think you cannot, I can tell you, myself and my entire team at Free are proof that it is possible, because we are all everyday people and we have a part in breaking the chain of human trafficking. A while back, we had a model within Free, and it was breaking the chain of human trafficking, and it talks about weakening the links of trafficking, and that's the traffickers, everyday people, the survivors, and the professionals, and how all four of those pieces working together can help break the link and break the chains that keep people enslaved. Everyday people play a part in breaking those chains and weakening those chains, weakening those links, so captives can be set free. We need you. We need your voice. We need you to fight as well for the ones who are not able to fight for themselves. Together, we truly believe we can make a difference, and it does involve people just like you. Thank you. To learn more about Free, you can visit our website at www.freefromht.org. And to report a tip or get help, you can call the National Human Trafficking Hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's confidential with over 200 languages. You can call 1-888-373-7888 or you can text HELP or INFO to 233-733.